Welcome to CS Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 160 of CS Radio. I'm J-Michael DeAngelis.
And I'm Natty Leach.
Natty, it's a brand new season.
I know. I'm so excited to get the year started off.
Natty, what's new since we were last here?
There are a lot of new things. We could talk about all sorts of stuff. Did you have something in mind?
I do. One of us has a new title.
I thought that might be where you're going. I was going to let you lead the way on that, though.
Well, I will, because it's not me. It is Natty. Natty is now the Senior Associate Director for our Wharton team.
I am, and I've been settling, and it's been not as long as it seems, to be honest. It's been there's been a lot going on in the last couple of months, but I started sometime in June. But it's been an easy transition for me so far, and great to be working more closely with Wharton students. And still, so much of what I do is for all Penn students too. So happy to also be with the same overall team here at Penn Career Services.
Well, we're happy to have you still with us and in the new role. And of course, I'm happy that you're still here with me on CS Radio as my loyal companion.
I love being here. And we should also say, I don't know if we mentioned it before, but the reason I was able to get this role is that David Ross, who is still in our office in a new role as the Director of Undergraduate Career Initiatives, he got a promotion within our office as well, which allowed me to move into this role.
Yes, that's right. I think we did have a discussion about that last season, okay, as well as with Joseph, who was moved into the new role of Director of Graduate Career Initiatives. So a lot of change happening in career services, and a lot that's staying the same, and some things that are coming back. By the time you hear this on Monday, we will have had our first in-person career fair since the spring of 2020.
It's been a while, but it's wildly popular. We were not sure over the summer. We were planning and thinking about things. We ended up trying to play it safe by saying, let's do a virtual fair and an in-person fair. I don't think any of us totally knew how it would go, but honestly, the in-person fair was so wildly popular from employers that we only have so much space in Houston Hall.
It's true. It was, the demand was very high. So obviously, as we're recording this, the event hasn't happened yet, but I anticipate that it's going to be very successful and very high student demand as well, is my guess. So if you weren't able to join us at CareerLink, we do have more fairs coming up. This week we'll have Engineering Career Days, again, both a virtual and an in-person. Then at the end of the month, we'll have the Biosciences Career Day. Again, all of these fairs have a virtual and in-person component. And then in December and November and December, very end of November, very beginning of December, our Nursing Career Day.
And there's also the nonprofit and government fair that we are in a consortium with. I believe it's GW.
That's correct.
And that's a great fair. It'll be virtual again this year, but one of the great pieces of that is that you get to experience a lot of employers that are oftentimes situated in D.C. You get to have added access to those employers.
So we've obviously talked a lot about career fairs in the past. I'm sure we'll talk about it again in the future. But, you know, go to the Career Services website, check out our career fair prep. We've got a career fair prep video up on our YouTube channel. And speaking of the YouTube channel, I'm going to encourage everybody to go out there and like and subscribe. We just 2 weeks ago did a really great live stream event. Myself and Natty and our colleagues David and Jackie did sort of a popular topics live stream where we covered interviewing and networking and resume writing, and we took questions from the audience and just had a really good chat. It had a very CS Radio vibe to it, I felt.
Well, we were both there, so it had to.
and so we are looking. We're not quite ready technologically yet. We need to work out some actual physical space considerations, but we're hoping to start live streaming CS Radio as we record it. And that'll be great because you'll be able to tune in and watch us record and all the, will it be just as you imagined it when you see it streamed live? But also, if people are watching, it would be great to be able to take your questions live in the chat. That's something that we're really looking forward to. So
People want to see the Room 97 tapestry.
Well, there are two magnificent...
Oh, yeah, there's one behind me.
Native American-style tapestries hanging on our walls. They could use a little TLC, but yes, we'll bring... You can't come to 97. We'll bring Room 97 to you.
What the people have always wanted.
Through the magic of the internet. And perhaps some of our... generous alums will recognize the fact that we maybe could use a facelift, and maybe they could help out with that.
We have big plans. I mean, I think we could do a lot with the space here. We were talking about having it be a nice hybrid space where you have some modular furniture and a setup that allows us to live stream and present to an audience at the same time. There are some places on campus that we could do that, but it would be so convenient to have one in our same building.
It really would. It really would.
Another new thing, if you're ready to move on.
I am.
That I know that you're excited about. We had Emily Baralli on the podcast not all that long ago talking about data and visualization and outcomes. And she's made a big a milestone recently.
Oh, a huge milestone. Something we've been teasing on this podcast for probably the entire time Emily has been here. And she's worked for us for almost 4 years, which is we now have interactive graduation reports on our website, thanks to a tremendous amount of work that Emily did and a really fantastic partnership with our friends at University Life Technology Services, who after some roadblocks along the way over the years, were able to overcome those and get the Microsoft Power BI backbone to work with our website and get Emily access to their server and all of that so that she can bring this to the world. So it is just what I've dreamed for, a long time. I've been dreaming of having interactive reports like this where we can have multiple years of exit data in a format that is interactive. So you can look at it by class year, you can look at it by industry, you can look at it by region where people went to work, you can look at it by major, you can look at it by major over across multiple years. You know, any way that you want to slice that data, it's sliceable now. And so we always had outstanding reports. A lot of work went into making the yearly reports that were published as PDFs on our website. But each report, of course, was only 1 year's snapshot. You really couldn't do any long-term unless you opened every PDF and, you know, made some calculations on your own. Now we're able to see trends over time, and it's only going to grow larger and be more useful to students. And so the First Destination Survey is up now. It goes back, I think, 3 years, maybe four. Yes, so it will be four.
I remember it's either four or five.
It will be four when we add the 2022 data in.
Okay, that makes sense.
So it's got back to 19, I think, right now. Maybe 18. But it'll have 4 or 5 years worth of data in it very soon. And we are also looking to put our summer data as well as our graduate student data reports, convert basically everything that we have from PDF to interactive, including our very popular industry reports. I think that's going to be incredibly handy. I know that Emily is working on that right now. A little bit of a pause as we get through these first busy weeks of the semester and the first couple career fairs, but look for that to go online probably this fall as well. The other report that is currently online is employers who hire international students. That is now an interactive chart as well.
Oh, that's so a great that's one. I don't think I've even looked at that yet.
It's live on our site right now.
Awesome. And those things are just so fun. It's fun to play around with the drop downs and see things change and see the extra info. I could see it being particularly useful for dual degree students or students who are considering multiple majors if you wanted to take a look at what past people have done. A lot of times it's one of the things that we point out that your major is probably not going to have a massive indicator on what you do afterwards, but it can be good to see those stories in the data and be able to visualize them from past students before. Can also even help see employers you maybe hadn't thought about yet. It's easy to see the employers right in front of you that might be at something like the career fair, as we talked about earlier. But it's always really interesting to see all the different, really diverse types of organizations and employers that Penn students have gone to work at over the last few years.
I'll use this opportunity, as I often do, to make a plug, which is these reports are only as great as the data that are in them. So we really need our students and alums to fill out the surveys as they get them. So if you are a recent graduate, the class of 22 first destination survey is still open. It's open until November, about mid-November, right before we close for Thanksgiving break. We close it up. We really need that data. We really need to know what you're up to. Even if you don't know yet, like, you can totally legitimately still be figuring things out, waiting to hear from a job, weighing your grad school options. It behooves us to know that as well. And of course, that means you're still welcome to work with us on your job search as well. We offer lifetime services to alumni. So if you do need that extra assistance, we're here for you. But if you've got something to celebrate, you're going to graduate school, you've got a great job, you've decided to spend the year volunteering, all that information is great and it goes into these reports. That is particularly extra true for the summer survey. So if you are a current sophomore, junior, or senior, we sent you a survey this summer and we've been nudging it to you about
Hounding
once a month.
You.
We need to know what you got up to this summer, whether you studied, whether you had a paid internship, an unpaid internship, whether you did research, took classes,
lifeguard,
went abroad,
camp counselor,
all of these things.
Anything.
This is how we help students plan their summers, by looking at what other students did. The summer survey results have been particularly poor the last few years, to the point that we haven't been able to do individual reporting on them. With our new interactive system, we're hoping that at least we can have sort of a big majestic bucket of you know, maybe 3 or 4 years worth of summer data at a time that people can filter through. But
I've always wanted a majestic bucket.
Oh, don't you have one?
No.
Oh, let's get you one. But let's really put the word out that we need you to fill out your summer surveys. If you fill out your summer survey, which will also be closing around the same time, in that one closes a little earlier. I think that closes in early November. But if you fill that one out, or if you're a recent alum who's listening and you haven't filled out your FDS yet, we're doing all kinds of giveaways. For both of those surveys, Career Services is giving away your choice of Apple AirPods Pro, Amazon Kindle Paperwhite, limited edition.
Limited.
An Amazon Fire 10-inch HD tablet.
Nice.
Or I think your and my personal choice, a Nintendo Switch Lite.
That's amazing. See, I hadn't even thought about the other options. They all sound pretty great. But yeah, I would go with the Switch.
Yeah, so you have your choice of any of those four if you're the winner. If you fill out your first destination survey, you are also entered into a contest sponsored by Handshake. They're giving away a $250 Amazon gift card. So you could end up walking away with a Nintendo Switch Lite and enough to buy all the games you want.
At least Zelda.
At least Zelda.
And whenever the new Zelda
Mario
comes
Kart.
Out, that too. Mario Kart.
Mario Kart. You can come online and play with me and Natty. Get Smash Brothers. Come online, play with me, Natty, and our former colleague, Robin.
Mm-hmm. He whooped me. He whooped me.
Who's Robin's character of choice?
Robin played... He played a lot. We both kind of played different characters. Robin played Marth, I think, a good bit. He likes Cloud a lot.
Okay.
He was really good with Cloud. I did the best with Ripley. Nobody ever thinks about Ripley.
Oh, no, nobody plays Ripley. That's very interesting.
It's more of a surprise.
As you know, I always play my me.
Oh, that's right, with the aviators.
With the aviators. I'm going to have to update my me. Our podcasting audience doesn't know. We may have mentioned my love of aviator sunglasses before, but I recently destroyed two different pair of aviator style sunglasses. So now I've gone with neon plastic.
Is that going to be less destructible?
We're going to find out. There's a word of advice to all our listeners. If you're going to go on like the tallest roller coaster on the Eastern Seaboard, don't have your aviators in your pocket. They will not survive a 360-foot tall drop, even in your pocket. The G-forces will destroy them. These are the lessons I learned so I can pass them on to our podcasting audience.
They need to know. I don't think there's a Nalgene of aviators that I've heard of that's just indestructible in every way.
No. Trust me, I would know.
What else is new?
Well, not exactly a new idea, but we have a new crop of peer career advisors camped outside my office. just doing amazing work. I feel like the word is out. They are doing so many appointments, but
I looked earlier today, and within the first like week and a half, there are about 150 scheduled already.
Amazing.
That's almost wild to me, but they still have availability in there, so feel free to sign up in Handshake. You can check under the same day advising category or the general advising category. I think they're all over the place, but they're an excellent touch point or entryway to our office. They can do resume reviews. They could talk to you about career exploration and what you're thinking about. I was telling Michael over lunch earlier, it's so often that I see when I meet with a student that before they met with me, they met with a PCA just before that. And that makes me feel good. It makes me feel like there's a very clear, easy way that there's our peers who are great and so easy to connect with them, that that's a good starting point. And then meeting with us too for that next level help with once they've kind of gotten maybe their footing or their feel more grounded with their resume or what they need first. So with a lot of staffing changes, we have a lot of just new people in our office in general, which is great. So I'm sure over the coming weeks, you'll be hearing different voices from our office who maybe you haven't heard before. We have a lot of really great, talented new staff members that we're going to be working with in the future that would love for you all to hear from.
Yeah, we're really excited to introduce them to you, get to know them ourselves. We'll also be introducing the new PCAs and graduate assistants. We always love having our staff on to, it's like I said, it's a great chance for us to get to know them as well as introducing them to our audience and our constituents. So really looking forward to a lot of great interviews this semester. Looking forward to experimenting with some live streams. And I think, we can tease, Natty, we've got some ideas for some different episodes, some gaming-themed episodes in particular, I think we've been trying to do for a while.
There's an old-school gaming-style episode.
As well as maybe get a little Jackbox going on the live screen.
Maybe
live
a new stream. School gaming too.
Yeah, so I'm really looking for, and all career related, folks. This is not just Natty and Michael having fun for the sake of having fun.
Well, it is, but
sure,
also.
Sure, but also career related. So really looking forward to that. I think it's a time of a lot of change happening on campus, in the world of career services. It's literally in the office of career services. You know, there is a search on now for a new vice provost for university life. That's something that happened while we were on hiatus. So we're going to have some new leadership coming in that could drastically shape the way career services interacts with students and other offices on campus, depending on what the new vice provost's vision is. So we'll be here to talk about all of that and trends that are happening. I will be going back to the Austin Film Festival, as we mentioned, so I'll be back with an entertainment industry update. I would definitely like to be doing some more of those industry-themed episodes where we talk about trends and hiring trends and things like that.
We have a new president, even.
We have the university has a new president, President McGill, who we got to meet over the summer at a special university life meet and greet with her. You know, who knows? Maybe we can get President McGill on CS Radio.
You're gonna say what's the highest rank we've been through on the podcast? We haven't gone provost yet, right?
We haven't gone provost.
Well, shoot for the stars.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think we've had anyone higher than executive director on the show, at Penn anyway.
Yeah.
We've had a couple of executive
external
directors on.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, but let's shoot for the stars. Let's shoot for the president. And maybe we'll get a provost. So we're just so thrilled to be back. It's a busy time in career services. So this was just a quick hello. Let you know we're back. Let you know the career services is up and running. The PCAs are available for you every day. We have open appointments and career fairs coming down the pike. Again, there will be two this week that will have passed by the time you hear this on Monday. But we're excited to have a whole year of back in-person events.
Monday's the 12th?
Yes.
So you will have just been able to, I believe, that the engineering virtual career fair opens on the 11th. So if you're listening to this today, you could go in and check and see any one-on-one sessions or group sessions that will be going on for that virtual fair later this week.
Yep, that's great. That's the I'm glad you raised that, Natty, because we were talking in our staff meeting today that because we're now doing virtual and in-person fairs, there is a little confusion because people have gotten used to the virtual fair where they're able to schedule their time with the employer, which is a big benefit of the virtual fair. That's how that works. You go in, you say you want to talk to Natty Corps, you take your 10-minute slot with Natty Corps, and you're all set. At the in-person fair, It's just you walk up to the table, and if there's a line, there's a line. You wait until you can talk to them. It's all unscheduled. It's all drop-in.
Natty Corpse Mortician Services would be a great.
You know what? You know whatever Natty Corpse does, I assume it's got a very diverse portfolio.
And I think I've been talking to a lot of students, sophomores, juniors, have never really experienced an in-person career fair.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been a while since we've done them. So the best thing about how we have it set up now is that there's both options still available to you, and I think they both work in really good ways. Like, they both have their own pros to them, where the virtual one you can kind of experience ahead of time and see, oh, really plan out, oh, I want to have this 10-minute chat with so-and-so, and I want to make sure that I'm attending this group info session for 30 minutes with this other employer or organization that I'm interested in. And that's a really easy way that you don't have to spend a lot of time. Maybe you only have like a couple 10-minute chats and then you're done for the day. That's easy. On the flip side of that, the in-person fair, just show up.
There's
going to be a lot of great energy at the fair. You might discover some employers that maybe you weren't aware of because you see a giant line at one company, but you want to just kind of chat and mingle and talk around. And you're able to experience that too.
I want to see what the swag's going to be. You know,
oh, the swag
new,
is
new employer
always
swag.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. I feel like people are going to come back with a vengeance, right? They're so excited to be back at the fair. Feel like they're going to up their swag game.
There's always something that, you know, I never can picture what it is, but there's always something that is all of a sudden a really hot item. I know, like, last year we had those fanny packs out on Locust Walk.
Yeah. Who knew?
Who knew the fanny packs were going to go like crazy? So
that happened again this year. By the time we started our shifts at the first day back tabling, all the fanny packs were already gone.
They're in.
And yet I've yet to see a student actually wear one.
That's for, it's
for decorative purposes only. All right. Well, strap on your fanny packs, folks. It's going to be a great season. We're looking forward to it. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on CS Radio. Claire, we wish you the best in your new role, and thank you for being a supporter of this podcast. And we'll see all of you next time on CS Radio.
This podcast is presented by University of Pennsylvania Career Services, a division of University Life.
It was created by Meelan Kirshner and J. Michael DeAngelis.
It was produced and hosted by J. Michael DeAngelis and Natty Leach, and mixed and edited by Sam Pasco. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or wherever you're listening. See you next time on CS Radio.